Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think it's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking, communicating with one another, because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Welcome back to Special Report. It's time now for our Common Ground segment. Tonight, the border crisis and immigration reform. Joining us, Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Bipartisan, bicameral Common Ground tonight. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. The issue of immigration, obviously front and center. You have the DHS secretary facing impeachment in the House, Congressman. And Senator, there's a real question about what can get done in a bipartisan way. First to you, Senator Cruz. Is there hope here?
Well, look, on immigration and border security, I don't know. The White House, I think, is very dug in. But what there is hope on is actually something that Henry and I worked on together in a big victory that we just had in Congress, which is legislation that he and I did together that focuses on trade across the border, legal trade, so not illegal immigration, but legal trade and commerce going across the border. And in particular, four new bridge projects on our southern border going across the Rio Grande Bridge, two in Laredo, one in Brownsville, one in Eagle Pass. All four of those bridge projects were delayed with bureaucratic red tape coming from the Biden administration, and it didn't make any sense. And so I spent much of the last year working to bring together a bipartisan coalition. Henry and I worked hand in hand. We brought together Democrats, we brought together Republicans, and in December of last year, we passed my legislation that expedites the building of those four bridges, moves forward. That is going to have a massive impact on jobs and opportunity in the state of Texas.
And Congressman, that's a bipartisan success, no doubt about it. But there are other things that have to get done on this issue, specifically asylum policies, border security. It's very complicated. You've been on here before talking about it. Can you work in a bipartisan way to get something done?
Absolutely. I think bipartisan is the only way to get the job done. And first of all, before I get on immigration, I want to thank the senator for the work he did, because we're able to do something, and it's very significant, because in the last year, we had more than $863 billion of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. With this, we're going to allow more of the legitimate trade and tourism, and that's going to create jobs, as the senator says. So thank you, Senator. Now, on the immigration, yes, do we need to make some changes on the asylum? I think the asylum is too low, and there's a lot of people that are able to come in, wait 4, 5, 6 years, and then get rejected. 87% of them are going to be rejected at the end of 4 or 5 years in the future. So why are we allowing so many people in where it's a false promise? They're not going to be able to stay at the end of the 4 or 5 years when they go in front of an immigration judge.
Yeah, what about those asylum rules for DHS? They have this now, a credible fear standard, Senator. An individual will be found to have a credible fear if he or she has a well-founded fear of persecution or harm on account of race, religion, nationality, a particular social group or political opinion if returned. You know, it doesn't seem like the 80% plus that are getting released into the country are asylum eligible.
Well, they're not, and the administration knows they're not. And what's infuriating, the reason why Alejandro Mayorkas is being impeached right now in the House is because what the Biden administration is doing is they're defying federal law. The number one question, if you want to secure the border, the way to do it is policy. I spend a lot of time on the southern border. I'm down there frequently. I go out on midnight patrol with the Border Patrol agents. And Brandon Judd, who you know, who leads the Border Patrol Union, Brandon has told me and other senators many times, he said, look, to secure the border, they don't need more money. What they need is policy. And in particular, one question determines everything. What do you do when you apprehend someone here illegally? And if the answer is you put them on a plane and you fly them back home, the numbers plummet. If, on the other hand, the answer is what they are right now under Joe Biden, which is you let them go, you do catch and release, the numbers skyrocket. We just came through the month of December, the highest rate of illegal immigration in our nation's history. 9.6 million people have come illegally under Joe Biden, and it is because the Biden administration is ignoring federal law and is just releasing illegal immigrants. And particularly with the war in Israel, the risk of terrorism, the risk of our families being in danger from these open borders, I think is higher than it ever has been.
We'll continue right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Congressman, you've been very critical of your own party, of the Biden administration. And one of the things that you're critical of, about, is the magnet kind of sense of bringing people in to draw them here. California, a Democratic governor running that state, Gavin Newsom, is expanding health care coverage for low-income immigrants. More than 700,000 immigrants living illegally in California will gain access to free health care, an effort that will eventually cost the state about $3.1 billion per year. Governor Newsom making the commitment when the state had the largest budget surplus in its history. But as the program kicks off now, Congressman, California faces a record $68 billion deficit. I guess I just wanted you to weigh in from your party perspective about if that is the kind of magnet that you're worried about.
Well, look, there are push factors and there's pull factors, and we're talking about the pull factors here. And look, if you say, hey, we're going to give you free insurance, of course that becomes part of the pull factor. Or if they know that if you come to the border, ask for asylum, knowing that most of them are not going to be accepted at the end of 4, 5, 6 years, then it becomes a pull factor. And this pull factor is very powerful. It's very powerful. If you and I were somewhere living in Central America and somebody said, all you have to do is come to the border, touch the border, and then claim asylum, they'll fly you in somewhere, and then you're able to stay there 4, 5, 6 years, then it becomes a powerful pull factors. Look, I think what we need to do is make some changes in policy, but we also need to put monies in the right places in the Homeland Security. For example, ICE Air, like the senator said, we got to be able to send a message that if you're not supposed to be here, we're going to send you back to your country of origin. That message will really resonate.
Well, it is about singles and doubles. Congratulations on the bridge project as a bipartisan success. And hopefully there are more common ground elements to talk about in the future. Senator, Congressman, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you so much.
You can see all the Common Ground segments on my podcast, Common Ground. Find that in the All-Star Panel podcast under the Brett Baer Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.